Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that's one word.
Just feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Are you talking to us?
There was some background noise, so you probably didn't hear me. Is it with Mrs. William and Loretta?
Yes.
Yes, this is Mrs. William.
Is Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Okay. We have the Allens. We have the Allens.
Yes.
Oh, good evening, Reverend and Mrs. Allen.
Good evening.
Reading Genesis, we have Loretta, Mrs. William, Auntie Betty, Reverend Allen, Mrs. Allen, Pops Gentle, and Mother Angela. Okay. Let's start with Genesis 28. 10. In here. Okay, this talks about Jacob's dream. Then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came to a certain place and spent the night there, because the sun had set, and he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that place. And he had a dream. And behold, a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac, the land on which you lie. I will give it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants shall also be like the dust of the earth. and you shall spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We had Daniel. Loretta, do you have?
Shalom, shalom.
We have Hubert. I'm just going to ask if you have anyone else with you. Hi, Hubert.
Greetings, Anna.
Okay. I am going to. Roll call. Okay, I will go through roll call one last.
Put
your phone on mute, please. Okay, I will go through roll call one last time, and then I'm going to turn it over to Loretta to do the opening prayer. We have Loretta, Mrs. Williams, Auntie Betty, Reverend Allen, Mrs. Allen, Pops and Mom, myself, Daniel, and Hubert. Good evening, everyone.
Lord.
Good evening, everyone, to the Nellis family line. Did I miss anyone? Hey, Loretta, go ahead, please.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is an open session, and I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, for your patience, and for your loving kindness, and for your understanding. Father God, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go. Father, we ask that you go before us to make our rough road smooth and our crooked road straight. Father God, we ask that you protect us from our enemy. We will put on the full suit of armor to fight off anyone that is not of you. We ask that you remove anything and everything from our prayer service tonight. Father, we ask that you allow us to hear your words being shared. We ask that you continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Loretta, you going to lead us in the Matthew 19:20?
Yes. Jesus looked at them and said,
With man,
this is impossible.
This is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible. Amen.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Okay, we'll go ahead and just jump right on into the agenda, and we'll start off with
This one's short. I was thinking of light out there, guys.
Hey, I don't know. I may have. This is Angela. We'll go ahead and start off. Let's start off with Reverend Allen.
Praise the Lord.
We didn't have time, though.
I don't have anything. I'll do the 23rd Psalm when it comes that time.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. How about you, Mrs. Williams?
Okay, I would like to share from Hebrews 12, verses 14 through 17. It says, make every effort to live in peace with all men and be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. See that no one is sexually immoral or is godless, like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance right as the oldest son. Afterward, as you know, when he wanted to inherit his blessing, he was rejected. He could bring about no change of mind. Therefore, he sought the blessing with, although he sought the blessing with tears. The explanation for verse 12, it says, like a small root that grows up in a great tree, bitterness sprang up in our hearts and overshadowed even our deepest Christian relationship. A bitter root comes when we allow disappointment to grow into resentment, or when we nurse grudges over past hurt. Bitterness brings with it jealousy, dissension, and immorality. When the Holy Spirit fills us, he is the only one who can heal us from the hurt that caused bitterness, that give us the right to live a holy and prosperous life in Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Pop, how about you?
Ready.
Okay.
Ready. How's it ready, young lady? I'll be reading from Titus, third chapter. And it reads, put them in the mind to be subject to principality and power, to obey magistrate, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasure, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, kindness, love of our God, our Savior, toward man appears, not by work righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we shall be made heir according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God may be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. But avoid foolish question and genealogy and contention and striving about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is an hypocrite after the first and second abomination rejected. Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Thank you for that.
Toda.
Righty, Mrs. Allen?
Yes. Okay.
I'll be coming from 1 John, 5th chapter, 16th verse. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask and he will give him life. For those who commit sin not leading to death, there is sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about it. All righteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin not leading to death. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the way of the wicked one. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that, Mrs. Willie. Mrs. Allen.
Mrs. Allen.
Alrighty. How about you, Hubert?
Toda Sikwasi. Thank you, Mr. Queen. I will be coming to you all in the Hebrew alphabets. I'll be pronouncing it and also giving you the pronunciation, the interpretation thereof, and the pronunciation of it in Greek, which is the alphabets that we use in this current system. The first Hebrew, and if you would like to join in, you can turn to the book of Psalms 119, and that's so you can read the precepts and learn the understanding, the meaning, the full meaning thereof. In Hebrew and English, that is. I'll be starting out with the letter A is Aleph. Aleph means ox. And in Greek, it is Alpha, A. B, Beth. Beth is house. House in Greek is Beta, B. C is Gimel. Gimel means camel in Hebrew. And in Greek, it is gamma. The next one is delete. D, delete, which means door. Jesus is a door. And in Greek, it is delta. The next one is H, which is hay. Hay is window. And the Lord will open up his window and pour out the blessing that the world would not have room enough to receive. And in Greek, it is hair, H. And W is wa. Wa is book. The gamma in Greek. Next one is Z. Zain in Hebrew means weapon. Zerta in Greek, which is the letter Z. The next one is Chet, which is CH. Chet, which means fence. Fence is epta in Greek. Key is tet, which means winding in Hebrew. And in Greek, tata, or tetu, or it's merely pronounced tata. The letter T. Next one is Y. Y is yod. Yod is hand in Hebrew. And in Greek, it's itta. Next one is K. K is knot. Knot is bit hand. In Greek, it is kappa. K. The next one is L. L is lamed. Lamed means good in Hebrew. And in Greek, lambada. M. M is mean. Mean, mean water. In Hebrew, we pronounce it agua. Ma, M-U, in Greek, M. N is non. Non is fish. You all remember and recall the symbol of the fish, a symbol of Christianity. And in Greek, it is nu. N. S is shemek. Shemek is prompt. In Greek, it's hikka. Hicks. The next one is yang. It's the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Yang means I. And in Greek, it is omega. The next one is P. P means mouth. Mouth, and in Greek, it is P-I. Next one is Tazd. Tazd is T-N-Z in Hebrew, and it means book. Book, hook, I mean. And in Greek, it is zeta. Q is north. North means neither eye. Neither eye is chi. Chi in Greek. The next one is R. Res. Res is head. And in Greek, it is ro. Ro. The next one is shin. S-H. Shin in Hebrew. And it means tooth. And in Greek, sigma. And the next letter is T, which is tau. Tau. And tau is marg. And marg in Greek is tie in Greek. All right, that's the Hebrew alphabet. As you know, it doesn't have many vowels in it. And that is the Hebrew alphabet. Like I said, you can go to Psalms 119. And you study the precepts and the meaning thereof, each Hebrew, which is and how you would read, alphabets, the original alphabets of God's chosen peoples. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for that, Hubert.
We begin.
Well, starting out from Psalm 51:10. Create me in a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. The scripture reading from Philippians 3:13-14. Now, dear friends, I am still not all I should be, but I am focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I strain and receive the prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us up to heaven. I pray, ever living Lord, you said, behold, and I will create new heavens and a new earth, for the former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. Past forgotten and hidden from my eyes. I will surely forget my trouble, recalling it only as waters gone by. The formal things or ponder things of the past. O Lord, you will do something new. Now it will spring forth. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Toda, the question.
Hey, how about you, Loretta?
Did you say Loretta?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yes, I'll be coming out of the Daily Bread. And you can get the readings out of Matthew 18:21-22. Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Up to 7 times. In other words, there are no limits to grace. We should always extend a spirit of forgiveness. Why? In the story of the forgiveness, Master Jesus explained that we forgive not because our offenders deserve it, but because we've been forgiven. He says, I forgave you because you begged me. So you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I have had pity on you. Since we are among those who've been forgiven, much, let's stop the damage and share the blessing with others. Lord, remind us of how deeply we have offended you and how often you have extended the grace of forgiveness to us. Teach us to forgive others and to trust you to deal with those who sin against us. Forgiveness is God's grace in action through us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 27, verse 1 through 6. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army lay camp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though the wall may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in time of trouble, he shall hide me in his privity, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon the rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies, all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifice of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
Betty, mother?
Yes. I'm coming from Proverbs 2nd chapter, and it's, my son, if thou wilt receive my word and hide my commandment with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hidden treasure, then shall thou understanding the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord give wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a bucket to them that walketh upright. He keeps his paths of judgment and preserve the way of his saints. Then shall thou understand righteousness and judgment and equally yet every good path. When wisdom enter into thy heart and knowledge is pleasing unto thy soul, direction shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh toward things, who leaves the path of the righteous to walk in the way of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the forwardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and thou forward in thy path, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the strange which flatter with her word, which forsake the guide of her youth and forget the covenant of her God. I've read you Proverbs 2nd chapter down to the 17th verse. May the Lord have blessing and the reading of his word. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Bless Allah.
Thank you, Mother.
Torah Zion.
Daniel? You there? Daniel?
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm reading out the Shall Not Want Again. I'm reading An Attitude of Gratitude. Bad news. The headline is full of it. I often wonder how much bad news can a person take and still retain an attitude of gratitude and a spirit of joyful in faith. However, bad news let us know that we live in dangerous days. Amen.
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 Lady, thank you. I believe I've touched everyone on the call, so we'll go ahead and go over to Loretta.
Okay, may everyone bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Precious Lord, as we bow our head, we ask that you lay your healing hands upon our sick. We ask that you give them the strength to take on the spirit of health. We are praying for Uncle Champ, Malachi, Tony, Latanya, Daniel, Hubert, Mary, Marianne, Valerie Crockett, Miss Wanda, Rochelle Bessler, Michael and Denise Moody, Beryl DeMarcus, Jordan and the Rako family, Carlos and the Wells family, Jermaine Dawson, Vicky Husband, the Rossiter family, Eddie Tipman, Janet Williams, Uncle Dave, Maxine Johnson, Dominique Hayes, Uncle Oliver, and anyone else that we are not aware of that stands in the need of a prayer. Father God, as they take on the spirit of health, we ask that you show them your mighty powers in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, for there is power in the blood. Allow them to repeatedly say, by his stripes we are healed. We ask that they look to you for their health and their strength. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, we'll get around to the birthday greetings. And do we have any birthdays? I have one for Janet on the 28th.
Kamari and my grandson on the 3rd.
April 3rd? I mean, May 3rd?
Yes.
Grandson
Kamarian. He'll be 2.
Okay. Are there any other birthdays from the 28th through the 4th of May? Okay. Well, I will sing happy birthday and move this right along. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Janet and Kamaria. Happy birthday.
Amen, amen. Happy birthday.
Well, now let's get into the exciting part. Let's talk about some praises and testimonies and songs and poems just to share how God has been so good to us. Let's start off with Mother.
Well, I don't know what this is called, but I'm going to read Hide and Seek. And the subject says, it is not our mission to see through each other. It is our mission to see each other through. And it's read, as children, we all played hide and seek. We scattered wildly as the chosen one who counted one to ten, and searched for us in those secret places that gave us sweet scenery in the midst of the core. We were young then, and our proper was reduced to Mother May I, red light, green light, duck, duck, goose, and running behind the ice cream truck. We focused on ourselves and took time to love. We were innocent then, and we were real with ourselves and others. We relaxed because we choose to. It is time to allow the child in you to come out and play again. You are so bogged down with your marriage, children, career, church, organization, or other events of the world. You have forgotten that woman or man exists. It is time for you to take at least 1 hour out of each day to play hide and seek. 1 hour. That's only 7 hours per week out of 168 hours. Sleep does not count because you usually dream about people, place, or event. You hide and seek. Time should be the time during the day when you are transformed into a turtle, slow and tucked away inside of your shell. During this hour, you must receive no comprehension by phone or in person. You must relax, meditate, and watch your favorite television show alone. Exercise, read, or perform any stress release that you can do alone. Don't allow anyone or anything to invade your space. You hide and seek is a mission of its self-uplifting and maintain the sanity. You must seek to grow during your time alone. Connect with the Creator and relax on happiness. If you neglect yourself because of the life rat race that you realize even after the race is finished, you still a rat. You can give all of your time to others and be gotten angry and tiny, or giving time to yourself and be relaxed. Angeli and Pencil, which rat will you be in this race called life? It has been said that we make our living by what we get. We make our lives by what we give. This is so true. In addition to everyone's agenda for you, you must have the intensity, safety tucked away in your heart, mind, and soul. Don't be afraid of guilty because of a desire of manifest self-preservation. This world will not miss you for an hour a day. In fact, others may discover a great sense of independence. So even as you commune with yourself, you are indeed enhancing the lives of others. Ready or not, at this very moment, I dare you to schedule at least 1 hour per day. I dare you to hide and seek peace of mind. Though I will hug myself at least once a day, seek to hide away in the warmth of me. Amen.
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 Yes.
I like
that. Wow. I like that. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Mother. All right. How about you, Hubert?
Yes, I would like to continue on the Bible fight to live. May the Lord, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in His sight. And as I was listening today on the prayer, so it's good for the family. It's good for all people to come together in the house of the Lord for one purpose in mind, and that to give thanks and praise to fulfill the purpose of us being created by our great Creator. So we should be created. It's a new day. And when He created us, we should be creating something new ourselves in our day that He has made for us to fulfill His purpose and His good pleasure. The Bible is more than just a book. It's a rich library of 66 books, some short, some quite long, containing law, prophecy, history, poetry, counsel, and much more. Centuries before the birth of Christ, the first 39 of these books were written, mostly in the Hebrew language. And how you will read. By faithful Jews and Israelites, this part is often called the Old Testament. The last 27 books were written in Greek by Christians and are widely known as the New Testament. According to the eternal evidence and the most ancient tradition, these 66 books were written over a period of about 1,600 years, beginning when Egypt was a dominant power and ending when Rome was mistress of the world. Only the Bible survived. More than 3,000 years ago, when the writing of the Bible got started, Israel was just one small nation among many in the Middle East. Jehovah, Yahshua, Yahweh, was their God, while the surrounding nation had a bewildering variety of gods and goddesses. During that period of time, the Israelites were not the only ones to produce religious literature. Other nations, too, produced written works that reflected their religions and their national values. For example, the Akkadian legend of the Gilgamesh from Mesopotamia and the Rash Shama Expect, written in Ugaritic, a language spoken in what is now northern Syria, were doubtless very popular. The vast literature of that era also included works such as the Abominations of the Inwa and the Prophecy of Nefru, Ra'u, in the Egyptian language, hymns to different divinities, in Sumerian, and prophetic words in Akkadian. Ra'u is the whispered winds of God, the wind, Ra'u. So in that time, all these Middle Eastern works, however, met one common fate. They were forgotten, and even the language they were written in became extinct. It was only in recent years that archaeologists and philologists learned of their existence and discovered how to read them. On the other hand, the first written books of the Hebrew Bible, the Anahi-Hebrit, have survived right up to our own time and still widely read. Sometimes scholars claim that Anahi-Hebrit books, or the Hebrew books in the Bible, were derived in some way from these ancient literature works. But the fact that so much of that literature was forgotten while the Hebrew Bible survived marks the Bible as significant. Different. The guardians of the word. Make no mistake, from a human standpoint, the survival of the Bible was not a foregone conclusion. The communities that produced it suffered such difficulty, trial, and bitter oppression that it survived to our day is truly remarkable. In the year before Christ, the Jews who produced the Hebrew scriptures, the Old Testament, were a relatively small nation. They grew up precarious amid powerful political states that was jostling with one another for supremacists. Israel had to fight for its life against a successions of nations, such as the Philistines, the Moabites, the Amorites, the Edomites, during a period when the Hebrew was divided into two kingdoms. the cruel Assyrian Empire eventually wiped out the northern kingdom, while the Babylonians destroyed the southern kingdom, taking the people into exile, from which only a remnant returned 70 years later. And as we were saying, how often shall we forgive our brothers and sisters that sin against us? 7 times 70. There's no end to forgiveness. It's like grace. By grace we are saved, but we walk by faith. The righteous shall live by faith, leaning not upon our own understanding. And that become, don't be forever learning and never coming to the realization of the truth that is always before our face. The Lord shall send my messenger before thy face. When he sends his messenger before his face, he have a commission for you. And that's an individual, a one-on-one relationship, a personal relationship with the God within you. Remember, the kingdom is within you. Where your heart is, that's where your treasure should be.
Amen.
Bless Allah.
Amen.
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 Praise
the Lord.
Yeah.
That you very nice.
Oh, yes.
Toda Chikwasi.
Oh, I hear that.
Loretta?
Yes, I will be reading part 2 of a prayer of God's protection, deliverance, and safety. Heavenly Father, we thank you for covering us with your feathers of safety, warmth, and love, far out of the reach and grasp of my enemies. And the truth and power of your words is our defense, our shield, and our protection around us. Because we dwell in your secret place, we shall not be afraid of the spiritual danger or demonic tactics and attacks of Satan, nor shall we be afraid of the plots of the wicked people that he would influence and use to fight against us. Neither shall we worry, fret, nor be afraid of unseen and unknown catastrophe, disasters or deadly diseases, nor shall we fret, nor be afraid of sudden death or destructions of our life or destruction of your blessing in our life. Even though many may fall to the temptations and destruction of the enemy on one side, and tens of thousands may suffer lack and become afflicted with sickness, diseases, and other calamities on the other side, none of these evils shall fall upon or come near us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we say amen.
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 Amen. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Williams.
Okay, I would like to share just a few verses from a song, Open My Eyes. Open my eyes to you, Lord, things beyond the human realm. Open my eyes to you, Lord, let me see the supernatural. Open my eyes to you, open my eyes to your wonders. Guide me through darkest nights. Open my eyes to you, Lord. Open my eyes to you. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I might see all that you have in store for me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Mrs. William. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to try to sing this song.
Amen.
The Lord.
I say, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say, yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me and my whole heart agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey.
and my heart I agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh.
Thank you, Auntie Betty.
Toda.
Mrs. Allen?
It is passing.
Okay. Pop?
Yes, ma'am. I like this. You know,
correct, yeah, bless Allah.
All right, I'm talking about. I would like to say a few words about Jesus, the Christ. You know, we don't talk about him too much, but we need to talk about him all the time.
And the question is,
I would like to see the hands of those that know how many times did Christ bleed for us. How many times did he get blood for us? We don't see but two hands, so for the rest of us.
And it's invisible.
So the answer to that question is Jesus shed that blood 7 times for us. Now, in Gethsemane, you know, when he went out to pray, it said that he sweat like drops of blood when he was praying, swell off him. And the next time, the Roman soldier, they put his beard out and he bled. You know, he had long beard. They pulled it out, pulled them beards out, you know. Well, anyway, the way you understand, he pulled the hair out of his face and he bled there for us. And when they whipped him, and when they whipped him, they had little eyes on the end of the whip. So when they time they hit him, they pulled flesh out of his blood, out of his body. And he bled for us right there.
Uh-huh.
And when they put the stone crown on his head, you know, they stitched him there. They put it there, and then they got a hammer or something, knocked it down on his head. You know, they put it down on his head. He bled for us there.
Uh-huh.
And when he was carrying the cross, the Calvary, you know, that cross of heaven, the wood down in the shoulder, he bled there, bled down in the flesh. And, we're talking about Jesus now.
Amen.
Yeah. And that 5 times, right?
Yeah.
And 6 times, when they put nails in his feet,
uh-huh.
They drove them through the nails in his feet, he bled there for us. And the 7th time when it pierced him in the side.
Amen.
Blood came out the side. And the centurion that watching him, he was blind in one eye, I couldn't see out the other one. And so when that blood came out, his blood so powerful it fell on, dropped on him, and he saw out of both eyes. Then he said, "It surely must be the Son of God."
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus, praise our God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Pop. That was awesome.
Yeah, ma'am.
Hey, I'm still praying for our adult children, and we're asking God to protect and survive them through tough times. Lord, I pray for your hand of protection to be over our adult children. We pray that
they'll
put their trust in you as their shield and protector. Proverbs 35. Protect them.
Hallelujah.
Protect them physically from all accidents, diseases, infirmities, acts of violence by others, sudden danger, and the plans of evil. Be their protector whenever they are in a car, plane, bus, boat, or any other means of transportation, wherever they walk. I pray that their feet do not slip. Lead them far away from danger. Psalm 17.
Yes.
Keep them safe at all times. I pray that you be their refuge and strength and their very present help in trouble. Psalms 46. I pray that no weapon formed against them will prosper. Isaiah 54:17. In Jesus' name I pray. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Would you like to say anything else, Daniel?
Yes, I want to say I love everybody. And I was going to say something about blessings.
Okay.
Amen.
When you get a blessing, somebody else should get a blessing too. And sometimes people have a problem spreading blessings, you know?
Amen.
Amen.
But when God bless us, we are blessed people. So we need to know that. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes. Blessed to be a blessing.
Hey, thank you for that, Daniel. Okay. Moving along in the program, we're at the Serenity Prayer. And Auntie Betty, would you lead us in the Serenity Prayer?
Yes.
Thank you.
God grant me.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
The Lord our God.
Thank you, Auntie Betty, for leading us in that. Reverend Allen, would you like to recite the 23rd Psalm for us in closing?
Everyone bow your head, please.
You said you're going to do the 23rd.
Oh, you want me to do the 23rd, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
amen.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay.
All right.
All right, everybody, listen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pasture. He lead me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, that comfort me. They prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Reverend Allen. Go ahead and close out today. Everyone for participating, if you please bow your heads for the closing prayer. Christ is worthy of our praise and adoration yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. The answer was, is, and ever shall be. He alone is worthy of glory and honor and praise. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Brother helping brother, sister helping sister. God helping us to help each other see him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Righty. Well, thanks, everyone, and y'all have a blessed week.
Good night. We love you. Good night.
Good night.
Have a blessed week. Good night.
All right. Good night.
We know that our best defense is to put in the armor of God, stand firm with the belt of truth, buckle around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place. Take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the arrows of the evil one. Again, Jesus Christ is worthy of our praise and adoration yesterday, today, and tomorrow and forever. The answer was, is, and ever shall be Jesus. He alone is worthy of glory and honor. And praise. He is the way, the truth, and the light. May you be blessed throughout this week. In Jesus' name we pray.